Thanks for joining me for this reading from the Our Daily Bread devotional. I'm Bill Crowder, and I titled it, Information and Evidence. When Doris Kearns Goodwin decided to write a book about Abraham Lincoln, the fact that some 14,000 books had already been written about America's 16th president intimidated her. What could be left to say about this beloved leader? Undeterred, Goodwin's work resulted in a team of rivals, the political genius of Abraham Lincoln. Her fresh insights on Lincoln's leadership style became a top-rated and top-reviewed book. The Apostle John faced a different challenge as he wrote his account of the ministry and passion of Jesus. The final verse of John's Gospel says, "Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that would be written." John had more material than he could possibly use. So John's strategy was to focus on only a few selected miracles or signs that supported Jesus' I am claims throughout his account. Yet behind this strategy was this eternal purpose. "These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." John chapter 20, verse 31. Out of the mountains of evidence, John provided plenty of reasons to believe in Jesus. Who can you tell about him today? Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from John chapter 20, verses 26 through 31. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out with your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, please strengthen our faith with solid evidence so that we may truly live for Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.